Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast Show. I am Dr. Barbara Jean Losovay, and I am a minister who also happens to be a psychologist. Today, we're looking at spiritual formation, healing in the deep places, facing our fears, and moving into freedom and moving out of all kinds of sabotage, self-sabotaging behaviors. Today is part two of going into the deep 4A Hall of Healing. Well, let's get started. We're going to pick up where we left off last week. Trials and dross. Let's talk about generational patterns. The scripture talks about the sins of the fathers will be on the children for, I think it's 3 to 4 years. And James 1, 2 through 4 talks about trials refine us like fire. Many times, I see as a minister and a psychologist, people going around the same mountain or the same set of trials over and over. I've had people say, keep dating the same person, but with a different face. So we have these repeated trials. And to break the cycle and the pattern, we need to clean the inside of the cup. It's not always just praying or renouncing something. It's literally shifting and changing the inside of the cup, our heart. Often, though, we want to spiritually bypass this. And we wonder why we keep struggling with the same thing, but we keep still doing the surface level things, or we keep doing the same things and getting the same results. Recently, I was praying for someone and I kept seeing them in the middle of a ship in a jail cell. And all that there was in the jail cell in the middle of the ship was a Bible, this person, and the light. And I kept feeling like the Lord said, this person is going to be unstable and rocking back and forth until they can bring this scripture to the light and get the illumination I'm trying to give them, that they can get free from this place. Sometimes the Lord has us in a deep place to give us a deep revelation. Let me say that again. Sometimes God has us in a deep place to give us a deeply freeing revelation. And when that revelation comes, it breaks the jail cell open, just like the Lord did for Peter. All right, so you're in a deep place, but sometimes we're busy, or we're hiding, or we're escaping, or we're using addictions rather than sitting in the stillness with the Lord, going to good Christian counsel and getting this revelation in the deep place that changes us on the inside. All this and more is why I created Heart Journey. We keep doing the same thing and ending up in the same places. And healing takes is more than normally. I mean, I love instantaneous healings and I do believe for them, but often healing is a journey. It's a process. Just like the disciples were 3 years with Jesus here on earth, it's a process of spiritual formation. So in Heart Journey, we start out with stability. And we talk about the window of tolerance, where we stay in a window of tolerance where where we feel like we can manage. When we bump up, we get either manic or hyperactive or panicked or rage. And when we dip down below the window of tolerance, we're in dissociation, depression, a shutdown, sleepiness, a dissociation. And so we want to learn to expand our window of tolerance through Christ-filled skills. And we also want to be able to get back in the window of tolerance when we bump out. And that's why the first four chapters of Heart Journey, we work on stability skills in my mind, my emotions, my nervous system and body, my relationships spiritually, and in my behaviors. And we ground with Christ in his safety, in his presence. We be still. We learn to be still and know that he is God. So some of the tools that we use here are grounding with Jesus, mind mansion with Jesus, and eyes of Jesus. And I'm going to do some activations here in a bit to teach you these. The phase two is chapters 5 through 8. And here we work with what the science calls memory reconsolidation, but we bring Jesus back into every place of unmet need, boundary rupture, time reversing trauma. You see, Jesus restores unmet needs and he heals our boundaries and he heals our broken hearts. And when we bring him into memories, when we go back into memories and bring him in, he heals. Just like he, when he talked to the woman at the well, he brought up her past so that he could bring his presence into that place and heal it. Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted. And so some of the tools we use there are quadruple entry journaling, time reverse trauma, and we have some other encounters with Jesus where we heal our boundaries. In phase three of Heart Journey, we work on integration. So here we work on forgiveness, new patterns, renewed purpose. We rise up and soar like Isaiah 40:31 talks about. So we learn forgiveness as a lifestyle and owning our part. We learn how to make amends. We learn how to partner with God in restorative restoration activities. We learn how to live differently in our relationships. We practice spiritual disciplines. We yield more to the Holy Spirit, and we learn how to do that. And we learn to write out our life purpose statement in the Lord and as a draft, because the Lord can tweak it as we go, and begin to launch into our life purpose. All right, so let's go ahead. I'm going to do a couple activations with you. If you're driving, please save these for later. If you're operating equipment. All right, so the first one we're going to do is Mind Mansion. And we're going to do a shortened version of this, but I wonder, and by the way, this is a tool that's an exclusive Heart Journey tool. I wonder if you could imagine that your mind is a mansion with many rooms, just like Jesus has a heaven with many rooms. Our mind has many rooms. And we're going to use pneumatological imagination. It's what theologians have coined, a word that theologians have coined that talks about using our imagination and letting the Holy Spirit paint on it. The Lord has given us our imagination to think about what is pure, lovely, praiseworthy, etc., according to Philippians 4:8. So imagine your mind. And in your mind, where do you want to go with Jesus? Jesus is right there, and you have all these different rooms, and every room has windows and doors, and you can teleport from room to room and live in this amazing, exquisite safety. Where do you want to go with him? Maybe you want to go back into a really positive memory with him. Maybe you want to go back into a place you've been, a vacation you've been on. Maybe you want to go to a new place with him that you've never been on before or to before. Where do you want to go? Let's go with Jesus to all the places you want to go. And in fact, because you're seated in heavenly places, he's in you and you're in him, you can even use your pneumatological imagination to be up in heaven with him, maybe in a big field with the Lion of Judah, running and playing and being free and creating new, beautiful memories with Jesus. And for time's sake, since we're doing, I'm laying down a podcast, I want to encourage you, you can use this anytime you want. You can escape with Jesus in your mind anytime you want. Now let's do the eyes of Jesus. Let's go through the eyes of Jesus activation. So I wonder if you could imagine a very safe person and their very kind eyes. I got this from Diane Poole Heller, and then I modified it to make it have a Christian lens. So maybe think about your favorite pet or your favorite person. and think about their eyes looking at you and feel that release and that relaxation that happens in your body. And now I wonder if you could imagine the eyes of Jesus looking at you, softening into his love. He's not mad at you. He is so in love with you. And he's calling you deeper into him with so much safety. He's saying everything is okay. Everything is okay. Now, I wonder if you could deepen your experience with the eyes of Jesus by visiting with Jesus every day and spending time softening into his eyes of love for you. All right, now we're going to do a, well, let me back up. Those were both from stability. Those are both stability skills. And in our stability skills, we have over 26 skills. So now we're going to practice an encounter related to quadruple entry journaling, which we normally write down, but we're going to do it using our pneumatological imagination. All right, I wonder if you could go back into a memory from childhood that's not very scarring, just a little bit bruising, a little bit of bruising. We don't want to go back to the big heavy one. And I wonder if you could think about how your child, your little girl, your inner child, your inner little girl or little boy feels in this memory. Because with memory reconsolidation, we do want to open up the emotion. So go to like a little t light trauma memory, very light, and imagine, use your imagination to remember what happened there. And open up the feeling and let your little one on the inside feel the feeling. What do you feel like in your body? And then I wonder if you could invite Jesus into that place. Inviting him in. He always brings safety. He always brings righteousness and justice. What does he want to say or do in this memory? He loves you so much. And now, what if your most adult part of self came into this memory, your most nurturing part of self? What would the part of you that is the good friend or the good parent or the good teacher, whatever part of you that is the most nurturing would come in to and help this little part of you? What would that part of you say? And let's do a little self-momming or self-parenting. And now let's bring in a safe other. You can time travel someone back, maybe someone who's safe in your life now. Let's time travel them back. And what might they say to this little part of you? Healing is in threes: our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with the Lord, and our relationship with safe others. And we want to soften into all the safety in all three of those relationships. Now, if you really want to do quadruple entry journaling, I want you to write, go back and journal these things. And real healing comes. It is so amazing. And there's a science under these encounters with Jesus. Although I believe Jesus heals, no matter if you call it science or supernatural, but we're using some memory reconsolidation science, which I explain in the Heart Journey book. Okay, beautiful. I want to talk real quick about forgiveness, because sometimes that's a hard topic when people have been abused. But by the time we work on forgiveness, we're talking about, we begin to talk about really stewarding our own lives and looking at, let's say someone went through narcissistic abuse, and that's hard and that's awful. And we've really worked through those memories by this time and brought in safety. But now we're going to look at the log in our own eye. Where have I been resentful, judgmental, wanting to blame, seething with with rage, secret rage over their entitlement, things like that. So we do want to own our parts, but we do that after we've worked with trauma. And then we want to lay down and repent of those things, because that is part of cleaning the cup. Walt Kelly said, "We have met the enemy and he is us." And, you know, there's, it's kind of true, right? I mean, obviously there's an enemy in the world, the spirit of this air, the accuser of the brethren, the liar. He was a liar from the beginning, but sometimes we are resisting our own self. And a lot of times it's our child parts saying, no, no, I can't handle that pain. I can't handle facing it. Paul describes this struggle in Romans 7, 15 through 20, where he does things he doesn't want to do and he doesn't understand himself. And, you know, we're talking about self-leadership and following Christ and dealing with these parts of us that are so wounded. In closing, God is bringing us into that double waterfall of grace that I talked about in Waipio Valley, the Hilloway Falls. He wants to bring his abundance in the deep, dark places. He wants to bring his abundance in the memories that are under the stumbling places where you stumble over and over and over again. Let's end with some breath prayer, and then I have a quick story. Let's breathe in, Jesus, lead me into the deep. Breathe it in. Jesus, lead me into the deep. And then exhale, your grace is enough. Beloved, where is God calling you deeper? What wreckage from your past is blocking intimacy with him and good relationship with yourself and others? What generational wounds need breaking? And where is he asking you to trust his presence in the dark? Imagine that you're on a road trip with Jesus, right? So, or the Father, or the Trinity. So you're on the road trip with the complete family of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And at some point you're like, I don't know where we're going. I don't think I like this. Let me out. And so you got out and you started hitchhiking. Hitchhiking is like when you go back to the self-sabotaging, the control, the anxiety, the addictions, because we've been tired and impatient and afraid. Jesus is still waiting for you where you got out of that car. Maybe you hitchhiked from Vermont all the way to California. God is still has that car door open at Vermont. So go right back to that last thing he told you. And for some of you, I believe he is telling you to go on the heart journey, to join us in the mentoring and community experience, or to go through the book, or to lead a heart journey class at your church. You see, we found the enemy, and sometimes it's a part of us, right? And so we want to lead ourselves into obedience with Christ. He's leading us there. Together with Jesus and with one another, we recover, we restore, and we heal. So stay tuned, because I have some freebies for you. And I love you, and I'll see you next week. Wow. All right, y'all. He is so good. We're going to face ourselves. We're going to move forward with healing. Go to drbarbaraministries.org/healing webinar to join my healing webinar on September 14th. Also, go to drbarbaraministries.org/experience to join me for the Heart Journey Mentoring and Community Experience. There's so much good ahead, but it takes that commitment. It takes getting in the car with Jesus and letting him drive. And then you can also get my free rejection ebook if you struggle with rejection. 10 tools for turning rejection into confidence. Go to drbarbaraministries.org/rejection. You are loved. I believe in you. There's more good to come. I'll see you next week.